shining and there aren't any clouds, you call that a
beautiful day?
What about a day when it's real dark and overcast? You'd say it's a...
It looks bad.
It's not a beautiful day, it's a... What kind?
Nasty day.
Okay. And the clouds are getting thicker and thicker. You think it's going to rain or something in a little while? You'd say the weather was...
Looking rough.
Did you ever say it was gathering or breaking or...
Gathering clouds, if it's gathering up.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Does that mean you expect bad weather?
Yeah, breaking of clouds means it's weather actually breaking off. It's been raining, it's going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Or it looks like it's going to stop anyway.
You say it looks like it's going to break off?
Yeah.
And you say it was so cold last night that the pipes...
Froze.
And?
Busted.
Okay. You say I was going to do something about them, but the pipes had already...
Froze.
And it already...
Busted.
And you say if it gets cold, the pipes will...
Bust.
And the water will...
Freeze.
And you say if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say last night we had a...
Frost.
Anything else besides a frost?
Freeze.
What's the difference?
Really none. To me, like during the winter months, you look forward to the first frost, you know, because actually it's your first freeze, and you just look forward to it. To me, it's really no difference.
Mm-hmm.
They interchange in here, I guess, natural, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's frost on the ground, you know, it's froze.
What about
the,
you say it's so cold last night that the lake...
Froze.
What if it just froze around the edges? What would you say then? Just thin ice, you know?
Just around the edges?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the, not frozen over solid.
Yeah, but, you know, come alive, freeze or freeze. Yeah, but the lake didn't freeze over.
Mm-hmm. And you say it started to rain and the wind began to...
Blow.
Okay. The wind's from this direction, you say it's?
From the south.
And the wind halfway between south and west, you call it?
Southwest.
And south and east?
You call it southeast.
And east and north?
Northeast.
And west and north?
Northwest.
And if the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say it was?
Picking up.
What if it's just the opposite, it's getting weaker?
Dying down.
Okay. And no rain comes from...
Hey.
Hi.
How are y'all?
Be through in a minute. Mm-hmm. Be through in a minute.
Oh, that's what I'm taking on.
Okay.
Okay. If no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you're having a...
Dry spell.
Any other expressions?
No, not really. Could use drought, but they don't use it here.
Mm-hmm. What about a whole lot of rain and it suddenly comes down?
Heavy rain.
Any other names for heavy rain?
Floods.
Do you ever hear a cloudburst or downpour or gun washer?
Yeah, all three of those.
Which are most common?
Gully washer, probably the most common here.
Mm-hmm. What if there's thunder and lightning?
Probably people say thunderstorm.
And if it's heavy, if it's rain, but it's not a real heavy rain. Call it a
mist.
How fine is a mist? Is that
a slight rain?
Mm-hmm.
A slight rain. I mean, it's not heaviest, but it's not light either. You know, I mean, it's.
Can you see the drops coming down?
It's more or less of a fog, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
What about something a little heavier than a mist?
A shower, probably.
Anything else?
No.
What about something that lasts all day? Just a sort of a steady rain?
No, not really. I mean,
do you ever have talk about a sprinkle or a drizzle?
Well, a sprinkle or a drizzle, not even much, it's about the same as a shower, you know,
mm-hmm.
Here.
Is there any difference between those three?
I would say a shower probably lasts 30, 45 minutes for a, I guess a drizzle could last all day, but.
What about a sprinkle?
sprinkle means it's there about 10 or 15 minutes and gone.
Mm-hmm. And on a day when you can hardly see across the road, you say that's a, what kind of day?
Foggy day.